Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to learn B'siyata D'Shmaya, a number of passages from the Shemona Kvatzim of Rav Kook Zecher Tzaddik, Kadosh Livracha, and the Shir should be Lui Nishmas Naftali Hertz Ben Alter Avram, and Aaron Ben Yaakov Shachna, and Rufuas Miriam Rivka Bas Adina Leia, and Avram Yishayo Ben Aviva, Zev Eliezer Ben Chaya Shendel, B'soch Sha'ar Cholei Yisrael. This is from Kovetz Dalid, Osvav, says Rav Kook, a very, very important yisod for all of our lives, for Avodas Hashem. Kol Adam Tzarich Ladas, everybody has to know, Shekaruihu La'avod Al Pi Ofen Ha'akara V'Hargasha HaMiyuchad Shelo, that a man is called to serve God based on his own personal recognition and feeling that he has in his own special way, Al Pi Shorish Nishmasa, based on the root of his soul. Everybody has a different Shorish Neshama. Everyone's Neshama comes from a different place. Everybody has a different task. And therefore a person has to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu based, obviously a person needs Hadracha sometimes from Rabbanim. Everybody can't take it into their own hands and decide what they want to do. Rav Kook is talking about somebody who's in the Madrega, who can understand what his special Avoda is. Uva Olam Zeh, Hakol Olamim Ein Sfaros Yimtza Tzal Srechayev. And in this world, in this special world that everybody has, that includes countless worlds, he will find the treasure chest of his life. Not to follow other people. First, as the Kutzker Rebbe said when he was asked, how come he's not following in the path of his father? So the Kutzker said, first the Patzik says, Zek He Livan Veu, this is my God and I will glorify him. And only then it says, Elokei Aviva Romemenu. Only then it says, the God of my father, and I will exalt him. First, your own God. You have to start with your own. What's your own personal approach? What are your needs in Avodas Hashem? And a lot of times people don't understand. A person has a certain need to learn in a certain yeshiva, to dress a certain way, to daven a certain nusach. Because he wants to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes people, of course, are fooling themselves. That's why sometimes we need Hadracha from the outside. But a person really knows the emes, and he even speaks to people. If it's a younger person, it's obviously more important to speak to people, but even older people, Eizu Chacham Alomed Mikol Adam. But he and the people confirm that yes, this is his way, and he doesn't have to follow what everybody else is doing. You say that the Stipler used to say that his most difficult child was Rav Chaim. He called him by his first name. Because he wasn't learning on the regular yeshiva shederach, and you see that Reb Chaim's chedushim is not, he doesn't learn in the typical yeshiva Lithuanian way. But he remains one of the gedolei hador of Chaim Knievsky. So the Stifler was worried about him, but he went in his own way, and he became the gadol. And you see that about a lot of gedolim. Many gedolim didn't learn in yeshivas. Because a lot of times yeshivas can be squelching if a person is especially bright and is especially unique. Then he has to conform to what everybody else is doing, and that sometimes stunts a person's growth. Give a number of examples. Rabbi Soloveitchik never studied in a yeshiva, to the best of my knowledge. Lubavitcher Rebbe didn't study in a yeshiva. Rav Yitzchak Isaac Alevi Herzog didn't study in a yeshiva. The Sfas Emes didn't go to yeshiva. There were many Gedolei Yisrael who didn't go. They learned with their father, they learned with their grandfather, they learned with the man in town, they learned with different Rabbanim. But they had their own derech. And Rav Kook, as we know that many of these passages are biographical, he did learn in yeshiva. He learned in Volozhin for many years. But he knew that he had a special derech in Avodas Hashem. And he didn't let big signs, big posters up in Mei Sha'arim besmirching his name stop him. He knew that this is what he has to do. This is his way of serving Hashem. And he went for it. For some people it means learning more Sisrei Torah. For some people it means learning Gemara Bi'im. For some people it means emphasizing Tefillah or Tara and Mikvah, Chesed, different people. Don't be mixed up by all these many contents, many messages that we get from foreign worlds. You don't absorb the certain things, you just... It doesn't click with you. So don't let that be mevalvel you. It's not you. Elo alamas yimtzu tikkunim b'makom. And these are worlds, obviously Rav Kook is talking on a much deeper level than I'm explaining, but I'm explaining it for simple minds like my own. Elo alamas yimtzu tikkunim b'makom. And there are other worlds they're going to find, which aren't my world, which isn't a world for me personally. I'm talking to me, I'm talking about you, to be metaken. Eitzel hamesugalam lebinyanam b'shechlulam. Some people, that's their thing. They're going to be metaken those worlds, but you have to be metaken your own worlds. Things that your sharish neshama has a shaychus to, those worlds. Those avodis. Avot tzarechu l'rakez is chayev bo lamasa of who? A person has to centralize or concentrate his life into his worlds. Ve'olamas ha'pnimiyim shelo, to his pnimiyistika worlds. Sheheim lo meleim kolam ekifim, as called that for him. They are all encompassing, they are all embracing. That's what a person has to do, to see what his worlds are and what his spiritual needs are and go for it and not be told by other people or even by himself. No, that's what everybody else is doing. Just got to follow the road. Some people everybody has a special avoda, a special world. And that's the perush of Chazal. Chayev adam lomar bishvili nivra olam. That a person is chayev to say the world was created for me. It isn't just the world was created for me and now I'm going to go eat breakfast because breakfast is for me. It's a lot more than that. It's that my world, my special world, was created for me. That I have my own special avodah in this world. So when we see this world, the entire world, there's some parts of this world that we have to be metaken. Only us, and nobody else can do it, because we have a special avodah, each and every person. Gidola an vitanit zu me'asheres. He is Adam. He dashed in between the Gedula. I read it, Gedola. Gedula and Vitanit. What is Gedula? Greatness. What is Anvitanit? Humility. It's greatness in this, it's humility. You realize how small you are, but you realize how big you are. And that's Masheris is Adam. That strengthens a person. That makes a person happy. Umevia aso lishleimus hel yona homedes umachak elohu. And brings him to complete shleimus, that's standing and waiting for him. And when he treads this path of life that is so sure for him, in his special path, in the ways of tzaddikim, in the derech of tzaddikim that is special for him, he will be filled when he goes on his path with the strength of life and with spiritual gaiety, spiritual joy. And the light of God will shine upon him. Everybody has a special letter in the Torah that he has shaychus to, and he's going to find strength and light in his letter in the Torah, in his special shaykhas to Ruchnis and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The sweetest friends, I think we've basically said it all, we don't have to learn anything else. You have your derech, and go for it, but make sure you're sincere. Make sure that there's room for this in the Torah, that you're not just making it up because it's the whims of your heart. And then go for it. And become the tzaddik that you should be. Not the tzaddik that other people think you should be. But the tzaddik that you should be. There's a story I once heard about Rav Katz. That Rav Yaakov Katz, the Rosh Kollel, and Yeshivas Nativ Aryeh. Great tzaddik in a Talmud Chacham. The great refers to Talmud Chacham as well, not just tzaddik. So Rav Katz was crying. If I'm not mistaken, it was at the funeral of Rav Dessler. And one of his rabbanim went up to him and he saw him crying. You know, it says on the grave, Po Nitman, here is buried. And then it says the name of the person buried. It said, Po Nitman Hatzadik Rav Dessler. I think it was Rav Dessler's funeral. So one of his rabbanim came up to him and he says, don't cry about the tzaddik that's Sham Nitman, that's buried over there. You should cry about the tzaddik that's Po Nitman, that's buried in here. And he pointed to his heart. And that's what we all have. We all have tzaddikim buried in our hearts. And we just have to bring them out. We have to actualize ourselves. And not let other people get in the way. Not let other people stifle us. And that's your job, sweetest friends. If you believe in yourself, and you believe in your kochos, you believe that Hashem gave you what you need, if you could become that tzaddik, you just have to go for it. Now we're going to move on to another passage. This is also in Kovetz Dalet, Os Mem. Says Rav Kook, Ma'od Tzrichim Lihizar Min Ha'atzvos. A person has to be very careful about sadness. Aval lo b'mida gedola hu kazu shetimnas or hatshuva milach dor alomek haneshama. But not in such a great amount that it's going to prevent the light of tshuva from penetrating to the depths of his soul. She'oz ha'atzvos mispashetas hi kemachla mam'eres b'chok tzois haguf v'hanefesh. A person has to allow himself to be sad, a person has to prevent himself. He has to be very careful about sadness. He has to prevent himself from being sad, but not so much that he's afraid to let the light of tshuva penetrate to the depths of his soul. She'oz ha'atzvus mispashetas hi. Then this sadness, if a person doesn't allow the sadness to penetrate to the depths of his soul, in order to allow that he doesn't let himself to be sad in order to allow tshuva to penetrate to the depths of his soul, then this tshuva will spread like a cancer into his entire body and soul. In other words, you have to be careful not to get too sad, but sad enough that it's going to bring you to tshuva. And not to just say, everything's okay, I'm fine. No, I don't want to feel badly about anything I did. Because then one will never do tshuva. And then the sadness that one has will in fact spread like a cancer to his whole body and soul. Mipnei she'achet mat'iv es halev. Because sin makes one sad, it makes the heart sad. V'goreim la'atzvut lehit'azreach shama. And it causes sadness to become a citizen. Imagine you get your American citizenship. Mazel tov, you're an American citizen. And now you're kavua. You're kavu in America. Mazel tov. Many foreigners want to have American citizenship. Imagine if sadness became a citizen in your body and your soul. That'd be a tragedy. And that's what sin does. Sin makes sadness a citizen in one's soul. So one should allow oneself to be sad enough that the light of tshuva penetrates into his soul. And he continues, V'gorim la'atzvus l'sazreach shama, al merirus kodachas shel taverus ha'tshuva. And he doesn't have the burning fire of tshuva. What a person has to have instead of the atzvus of sin, a person has to have tshuva. And then tshuva, we know from the Rav Kook and his Oris, ha'tshuva, that tshuva makes one happy. We know from Rabbeinu Yonah already, that the other side of the coin of tshuva is simcha. You do tshuva, it brings you to simcha. What is the bas kol on Matzah Yom Kippur? Leich echol b'simcha lachmecha. Go and eat your bread with joy. Ki kvar ratza Hashem Elokim b'smasecha. God wants your deeds. God is happy. God was mekabel your tshuva. So therefore, a person who does tshuva is b'simcha, has to be b'simcha. A person who isn't doing tshuva, a person who's immersed in sin, is sad, is depressed, is miserable. So a person has to allow the fire of tshuva to penetrate his soul, and that cleanses him. And that immediately turns into simcha. Yes, it starts off being a little shtikal atzvus. But that atzvus immediately is transformed into simcha, because he's sad about his sins, he does tshuva for them, and then it turns into a great joy. Afal pi sheyesh ba chalakim atzbaniim. Even though, yes, tshuva has parts of it that are sad. Yes, you're sad about what you did. You feel remorse. You feel regret. But nevertheless, hem ke'esh mitayr, it's like a purifying fire. Mitzarfim is haneshama that cleanses your soul. Mechazkim also, it strengthens your soul. U'ma'amidim ota al besis shel hasimcha ha'tedirit ha'tiv'it ha'ru'yala. And establishes your soul on the basis of constant simcha. The natural constant simcha that befits your soul. So that's the job, sweetest friends. That a person has to allow himself to be a little bit sad about his averus, purify himself, and then he will be in a state of constant joy Oz v'chedva b'mekomo. There is strength and joy in the place of God, and you're only in the place of God when you're close to God, when you've returned to God, when you've done tshuva. So therefore, a little bit of sadness, which is transformed into simcha, yes. Sadness, which doesn't lead to tshuva, no. Sadness, which is a constant no. Rather, the goal is a little bit of sadness, brings one to tshuva, purifies the soul, and then one has a simcha tediris, a constant simcha. Now we move on to passage Mem Zayin. I'm just choosing selected passages. You're invited to learn everything I skip. Halavai, halavai, halavai. Hatzar hagadol shemargish kol tzadik ba'atzmo al miyut hadveikut ha'elohit shuhuchash ba'atzmo. The great tzar that every tzadik feels in himself, and the little bit of clinging to God that he feels in himself. Sheino mashbir et simono hagadol, he's not fulfilling his great thirst to be close to God, to cling to God. Umitzar ze kol evarv, umitzar ze kol evarv mishtabrim tamid merov kilyon ha'nefesh. And from this tzar, all of his limbs are constantly being broken because he has such a yearning, such a pining, such a desire for the Ribono Shel Olam. Halavai aleinu. Vein lo menucha b'cholonik v'nachas ba'olam. And he doesn't have any rest and any pleasure in this world because he so much wants to be davik b'Hashem and he feels that he's not quenching his spiritual thirst. Zehu mamish tzar ha-shechina. That is mamish, the tzar of the shechina, of God's divine presence. Shehome tochen ha-chayim shel kol ha-olamim kulam. El ha-shleimus ha-lokis ha-yone shetizgala b'hem. What does the Shechina want? The Shechina wants that the world be filled with godliness. And the Shechina has tzar when the world isn't. And that's also what the tzaddik feels when the tzaddik isn't able to connect to God in the way that he wants. V'as galus hazos, the way the completeness, the shleimus of Hashem is going to be revealed in the world, b'harchavasa v'tanuga, in its expansion and in its pleasure. Remember, God is pleasure. God is good. God is the ultimate pleasure. Just using words. Words by definition limit, they define. And we can't define Hashem in any way, so words can't define Hashem. And words also can't define the pleasure that's experienced by the world when the worlds have Hashem. When the worlds are filled with the shleimus elokis. But we're trying our best to understand it on our own level. Vazgalus hazos b'harchavasa v'tanugea mutnehi shetzricha l'shichlu harotzen ha'chavshi shel b'nei adam v'chol k'akishron v'amase ha'tov v'ahidur ha'talui bo. And this revelation of God's presence and all of its greatness and all of its expansion and all of its pleasure is contingent upon the perfection of man's free will. And all of the good deeds and all of the talents and everything that is dependent upon man's free will, that man has to actualize his will to do the right things, to perform the correct acts, to bring himself closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the world could be filled with Shleimus. Rabbi says, it's up to us. We're the ones who bring Shleimus to the world. Al kein mishtokakim hema tzadikim l'tshuvas haklal tadir. Uvitochius levavam wrote from him the zakos lechayava, commander radiv basar chaye. And therefore the tzaddikim, and of course Rav Kook here is making a veiled reference to himself, not that he was a Baal Gai, Rav Kook was very far from that. But this is Rav Kook expressing his own emotions, his own feelings, that the tzaddikim constantly, and other tzaddikim as well, have, not only myself, obviously Rav Kook never held, he was the only tzaddik in the door. But tzaddikim are constantly mishtokik for the tshuva of the klal. They always want the klal. That's why Rav Kook was running around being machzir b'tshuva, trying to be makariv even the non-religious, the secular. Because the tzaddikim want the tshuva of the klal so that the world could be filled with the shleimus ha'elokis. The world could be filled with the presence of God. So the shechina will no longer have tzar. The tzaddikim identify with this tzara shechina that the world isn't filled with godliness. So they want everybody to do tshuva. And they're always being mezaka the chayav. They're always trying to be malamei tzchus. Person goes to the doctor. So avada, he wants that whatever the doctor sees, it should be something good. He should see a healthy body. because that's what he's hoping for. He's hoping to be healthy. That's how he reads it. A man sees his wife is getting a little heavy. He's malamit zchus. He says, maybe you're expecting a child, he says to himself about her. He doesn't chas v'shalom make her feel bad and say, you've been gaining a little bit. But that if he wants a child, then when he looks at her, when he looks at his heavy wife, he says, child, that's what I want. So lahavdil, now it's just a very, very, very trite mushel, you'll forgive me for the great concept that I'm trying to convey. But a person sees a tzaddik sees someone sinning. He wants to be mezakeh him because he wants the whole world to be filled with das elokim. So memela he tries to be melamit zchus. No, that's not really like Rav Levi Yitzchak Mebreditchev sees a man wheeling the oiling the wheels of his carriage, of his buggy that was tied to his horse. He says, and at the same time he's wearing his talis and tefillin and he's davening. He says, Rabbono Shalom, look at your people. Even when they're working, they're davening. Even when they're oiling the wheels of their wagon, they're davening. Because he wants there to be a limud zchus, that the people are really tzaddikim. Because his ultimate chayfetz in the world is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence dwell in this world. And that can only be if we're acting like tzaddikim. So he's constantly trying to bring people back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when they do things that don't seem so ay, he's melamit zchus. Because that's ultimately what he wants. In the depths of their heart, they're constantly running to be mezaka those who are chayiv. Commander Radiv Basal Chayiv, like somebody who's running after life, says Rav Kook. It's life for them. The tzaddikim can't take sins. The tzaddikim, when they see cars driving on Shabbos, when Jews are behind the wheel, tzaddikim cry. Because they know how much tzara the Shechina is feeling, and that's what their neshama is feeling. Ki ba'emes hi chayenu v'chayi kol ha'olamim, and that's ba'emes our lives and the lives of all the worlds. That the world should be filled with tzaddikim. That's why the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, says the Rambam, is to be makarid people to Yiddishkeit. What do you mean? I don't do kiruv. What do you mean? I don't do kiruv. Every Jew has to do kiruv. Every Jew, that's part of our mitzvah tachil of Avas Hashem. That you love Hashem so much, you want to bring other people in also. And also, like we said, you person sees someone acting inappropriately, so he tries to be melamed zchus. He can't take it that the world isn't filled with good. And you know from Chazal that the way we say I quoted Chazal. It's the Sfasemis on Pirkei Avos. It says, "Danas kol adam makaf zchus." Who made you a dayan? Says the Sfasemis, and we done a certain way down here. That's going to be the judgment up there. So it's so important for us to be done makaf zchus. And then we make the people into better people. We say, even when they're working, they're davening. Wow. What's a deacon? So that's our job in this world, to be mezakeh the chayev, to bring people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to try to feel a little bit of the tzara shechina. I can't say I'm on that level, but I hope you are. And if you are, please tell me. I'll get closer to you. So I start feeling it as well. And to really, when the goal of your life is ruchnius, then the person starts feeling that he has this simon for dveikas b'Hashem, and it's not being quenched. In this world, God is only, we don't have the kalim to contain God in a great way in this world. We lack the kalim, so God's presence, since we don't have the kalim, God's presence can't shine as much as God wants it to. So, and we feel it. We feel that we're so thirsty and we only have a little bit of a kli for God. So we have to enlarge our own kelim, feel the tsar of the Shekhinah that it's not able to come into this world, bring other people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the world will be filled with knowledge of Hashem, and with Tanag of Hashem, and with true Simcha. The Simcha Zolam al Roshem, as the Pasuk says, B'mehera v'yameinu, Amen v'yamein, Shalom Shalom, sweetest friends. Thank you so much for allowing me to share with you these beautiful passages of the Shemona Kfatzim, the expression of Rav Kook's soul, Kaviyachol, and hopefully we can come a little closer to this Madrega, Latov Lanu Kol Hayomim, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest friends.